Welcome to the Sugar Switch Podcast, featuring Kathy Orman, health coach and author of The Sugar Switch. This is the number one short, sweet, and to-the-point podcast all about sugar. You'll discover how to kick the sugar, eliminate cravings for good, increase your energy, lose weight, look good, and feel great. And you'll be empowered to reduce your risk for serious health issues. And now, here's your host, Kathy Orman. Welcome back. Here's a quick question. Do you really know how much sugar you're consuming every day? Added excess sugars are hiding in so many foods or food products that are considered to be healthy. Today's topic is part one of a two-part series, and it's all about hidden sugars. All of the seemingly small amounts of hidden sugars add up, and cumulatively, they cause big health issues. To have the best health and energy, you need to know where added refined sugars are hiding so you can avoid them. Here's what we're going to cover today. We'll talk about hidden sugars. What are they? We'll talk about ways that you can detect hidden sugars and why you need to eliminate or drastically reduce hidden sugar consumption. We'll talk about how much sugar is considered to be safe to consume. And we'll talk about the top 8 categories of food products that hide sugar. What are hidden sugars? They're added, often refined sugars that are in a product and are not easily recognizable by the consumer. You're not aware of the extra sugar that's there. For the purposes of this podcast, the term hidden sugars and added sugars are interchangeable. Some of the ordinary products you are used to and rely on as part of your healthy dietary lifestyle contain added sugar that is not listed on the label as sugar. The marketing of food products is very confusing for most of us, and refined sugars have many, many names. When you look at the ingredients and don't see sugar listed, you might easily be led to believe there's a very little amount of sugar in the product. It could be listed by one of its many alias names, like dextrose, maltose, lactose, cane sugar, fruit sugar concentrate, maltodextrin, etc. There are more than 60 different names for refined sugar. No wonder it's so confusing. So how can you detect hidden sugars? Refined foods are marketed in a very clever and deceiving way. To truly understand what you're buying and consuming, you need to know what to look for. This holds true for added sugars, excess amounts of salt, and for what type of fat the products contain. Here are 4 tips to detect hidden sugars by looking carefully at the ingredients list. Tip number 1. Look at the first few ingredients on the list. The ingredients are listed from highest quantity in the product to lowest quantity. If sugar or any form of sugar is the first item on the list, you know that the product is loaded with sugar because sugar is the main ingredient. Tip number 2. Look for names of sugar you are familiar with, such as honey, molasses, coconut sugar, maple syrup. Tip number 3. Use the following 4 ways to spot the hidden sugars. Number 1. Look for words that end in ose, O-S-E, such as fructose, glucose, sucrose, which is table sugar, dextrose, maltose, lactose, etc. Number 2. Look for the words syrup or nectar, such as high fructose corn syrup, rice syrup, agave nectar, malt syrup, etc. Number 3. Look for names that contain the word sugar, such as confectioner's sugar, cane sugar, barley sugar, brown sugar, raw sugar, date sugar, invert sugar, etc. Number 4. Look for other forms of processed sugars masquerading as fruit or juice or even vegetable, such as fruit juice concentrate, natural fruit sugar, fruit nectar, beet sugar, evaporated cane juice, etc. Now here's tip number 4. Pay attention to long ingredient names that you can't pronounce. These long names that you can't pronounce or understand are likely harmful chemicals, which may or may not be a form of hidden sugar. They could be food dyes, preservatives, color enhancers, additives to give the product texture or bulk, or any a number of things. You'll need to decide if you really want to put such harmful chemicals into your body. So why eliminate or drastically reduce the hidden sugars you consume? Sugar, particularly refined sugar, is being proven more and more to be a serious health hazard. It has been linked to many serious health issues, including prediabetes, diabetes, heart issues, cognitive brain issues, joint pain, inflammation, kidney problems, fatty liver disease, obesity, eye issues, many types of cancer, bone issues, and more. The very first episode of the Sugar Switch podcast program is all about health hazards of sugar. It's called The 10 Health Hazards of Sugar. I invite you to download it and listen to it. Added or hidden sugars provide sweetness, keep you addicted to the product, and perpetuate cravings. Hidden sugars have no nutritional value, zero. In fact, they become toxins in your body, and your body has to waste valuable energy to get rid of them. A single food product might not contain very much added sugar, and it might fall into the category of generally regarded as safe, that's GRAS. Yet, when multiple food products are consumed in the same day, the amount of hidden sugar adds up quickly to a large amount, which is no longer safe or healthy. Let me repeat what I just said. It's a very important point. A single food product might not contain very much added sugar, yet when multiple food products are consumed in the same day, the amount of hidden sugar adds up quickly to become a large amount. That brings us to the question, how much added sugar is considered to be safe per day? It's important to remember that almost all the sugar your body needs every day should come from whole foods that have powerful nutrition to keep you healthy, not from hidden refined sugars that come from processed foods. There is a maximum daily amount of sugar, as published by the American Heart Association. For adult men, 9 teaspoons or 36 grams of sugar per day. For adult women, 6 teaspoons or 24 grams of sugar per day. For a 10-year-old child, 5.5 teaspoons or 22 grams of sugar per day. When reading food labels, how do you figure out the amount of sugar you'll be consuming? The nutrition table found on food labels usually indicates grams per serving for sugar and other nutrients. Be sure to note the serving size. Here's the conversion. 4 grams of sugar equals 1 teaspoon or 1 sugar cube. It is no secret that North Americans love sugar. And because of the abundance and the marketing of refined and sugary foods, a great percentage of the population is addicted to sugar. Current statistics indicate the average daily consumption of added sugar is between 88 and 120 grams per adult. That's every day. That is between 22 and 30 teaspoons of sugar each and every day. That is a huge amount of sugar that people are probably not even aware of that they're consuming, all because it's hidden. Stats also indicate that most of the sugar comes from juice, soft drinks, and other sugary beverages. To get a better idea of where that much hidden sugar comes from, let's look at the sugar content of some of the common refined foods and beverages. 1 can of Coke equals 38 grams, or 9.5 teaspoons of sugar. 1 breakfast muffin that looks and seems healthy, such as a blueberry muffin, equals as much as 24 to 32 grams, or 6 to 8 teaspoons of hidden sugar, almost the same as a can of Coke. Here's a short list of some favorite North American chocolate bars. Lindt 70% Cocoa Excellence Bar has 12 grams, or 3 teaspoons of sugar. A standard Kit Kat bar has 21 grams, or 5.25 teaspoons of sugar. A standard size Snickers bar has 27 grams, or 6.75 teaspoons of sugar. 2 Reese's Peanut Butter Cups contain 22 grams, or 5.5 teaspoons of sugar. A Hershey's Milk Chocolate Bar with Almonds contains 19 grams, or 4.75 teaspoons of sugar. Fruit juices are high in natural sugar, even if they're unsweetened. The fiber and many of the nutrients have been removed, and all that is left is pure sugar in the form of juice. Apple juice, 200 mils, contains 21 grams, or 5.25 teaspoons of sugar. Pineapple juice, 1 cup, contains 29 grams, or 7.25 teaspoons of sugar. Iced tea, 200 mils, contains 17 grams or 4.5 teaspoons of sugar. Soups and pasta sauces contain a surprising amount of hidden sugar. Condiments and salad dressings seem to be healthy enough, and most people only use a small amount, right? Well, you'll be surprised at how much sugar is hiding in those tasty little condiments. Per tablespoon, the added sugar can range anywhere from 1 to 4 grams, or 1 quarter teaspoon to 1 teaspoon. That's per tablespoon. Breakfast cereals can contain as much as 20 grams, or 5 teaspoons of sugar per cup. From this list of common refined foods and beverages, you can see that it wouldn't take long to consume a high amount of sugar in one day. So let's talk about the top 8 categories of food products that hide sugar. There are a lot of food products that contain hidden sugar. I have narrowed these products down to fit into 8 categories. These are listed in random sequence. The first category is commercial beverages. This large category includes soft drinks, iced teas, fruit juices, vitamin water, sport beverages, energy drinks, chocolate milks, and coconut water. I've already covered iced tea, some fruit juices, and Coke. Here are more statistics of the hidden sugars these beverages contain per serving. Gatorade contains about 34 grams or 8.5 teaspoons of sugar. Vitamin water, fruit flavored, can contain up to 32 grams or 8 teaspoons of sugar. Coconut water contains anywhere from 6 to 11 grams, which would be from 1.5 to 2.75 teaspoons of sugar. This is per serving. Chocolate milk, 1% fat, contains anywhere from 18 to 25 grams or 4.5 to 6.25 teaspoons of sugar. Juices, Ocean Spray Juice Blend has 35 grams or 8.75 teaspoons of sugar per serving. Apple Orange Peach Juice has 22 grams or 5.5 teaspoons of sugar. Energy drinks are loaded with caffeine and sugar. One 8-ounce drink can contain as much as 25 grams or 6.25 teaspoons of sugar. So you can see that if you have more than one energy drink in a day, you're drinking a lot of sugar. Okay, second category is yogurt and yogurt parfaits. Yogurt is marketed as a healthy breakfast or snack item because it features protein, healthy fats, and probiotics. They don't mention the sugar content in their marketing. Regular yogurt flavored has between 11 and 12 grams or 3 teaspoons of sugar per half cup serving. Be aware that low-fat yogurts are higher in sugar than you would expect. The reason is that when the manufacturers take out the fat, they have to add something to make it taste good, so they add sugar. If you consume a yogurt parfait, you'll be getting sugar from the yogurt plus sugar from the granola, the processed nut butter, honey, or whatever tasty item is layered with the yogurt. Low-fat yogurts and yogurt parfaits can have anywhere from 22 to 32 grams or 5.5 to 8 teaspoons of sugar per serving. The third category is cereals, box cereals, granola, and instant oatmeal. There are obvious sugar-loaded cereals such as Frosted Flakes, Cocoa Puffs, Honey Nut Cheerios, or Fruit Loops. And there are cereals that seem like healthy breakfast options, yet they have a large amount of sugar and other unhealthy ingredients, not what you would expect. Shockingly, some cereals contain as much or more sugar than a chocolate bar. There are boxed cereals that contain corn, bran, and oats, which sounds healthy. Yet these cereals can have anywhere from 10 to 20 grams, which is 2.5 to 5 teaspoons of sugar per serving. Raisin bran contains about 19 grams of sugar, which is 4.75 teaspoons per serving. Granolas are another group of cereals that are deceiving. They look healthy, sound healthy, and yet they have loads of hidden sugar, up to 20 grams or 5 teaspoons of sugar per 3/4 cup serving. Instant oatmeal is a highly processed food and not a healthy cereal option for two reasons. First reason is because it's highly processed. It digests very quickly and turns to blood sugar fast, causing blood sugar issues. There simply isn't enough nutrition left in the oatmeal to slow down the digestion of the carbohydrates. Second reason is that most instant oatmeal packets are one serving and have between 10 and 15 grams or between 2.5 to 3.75 teaspoons of sugar. The fourth category is dried fruit and canned fruit. Fruit contains a high amount of natural sugar. When fruit is dried, that sugar becomes concentrated. Commercial dried fruit has a lot of added sugar because it's been soaked in a syrup to keep it from shrinking too much and to keep it soft versus hard and crunchy. Raisins, 1.5 ounces, contains more than 24 grams or 6 teaspoons of sugar. Craisins, original dried cranberries, contains 29 grams or 7.25 teaspoons of sugar per 1/4 cup. Canned fruit in light syrup, such as mandarin oranges or pineapple, can have as much as 39 grams or 9.75 teaspoons of sugar per 1 cup serving. The next category, number 5, is smoothies. Smoothies are complicated in a category all by themselves. If you buy smoothies or smoothie mixes, you need to read the labels carefully to make sure you're getting healthy nutrients, not junk. They can be full of unhealthy fillers, poor quality proteins, and lots of hidden sugars. Bottled smoothies can have as much as 56 grams or 14 teaspoons of sugar per bottle. Category number 6 is canned soups and pasta sauces. Both of these items have more sugar than you would expect. Pasta sauce contains between 6 and 9 grams or 1.5 to 2.25 teaspoons of sugar per 1/2 cup serving. Soups vary depending on the type and brand. A 1/2 cup serving can contain anywhere from 5 to 14 grams or 1.25 teaspoons to 3.5 teaspoons of sugar. Category number 7 is trail mixes and granola bars. Trail mixes can be very deceiving because they're touted as healthy and they look healthy with all those seeds and nuts. How healthy they are depends upon how much salt is added and how much dried fruit and candy are added to them. The average commercial trail mix can contain up to 20 grams or 5 teaspoons of sugar per serving. Granola bars are another supposedly healthy snack item. Truth is that most granola bars are not much better than a chocolate bar when it comes to sugar content. You'll need to read the label to find out how much sugar you're getting and what the sources of sugar are. Granola bars can contain anywhere from 6 to 26 grams or 1.5 to 6.5 teaspoons of sugar per bar. And finally, category number 8 is condiments, including salad dressings, mustards, and ketchup. This is one category that most people don't pay attention to because they perceive it to be such a small amount of sugar. If you only have 1 tablespoon once in a while, then perhaps that might be true. Most people consume more salad dressings and condiments than they realize, and the hidden sugars add up. Salad dressing. Coleslaw dressing contains 3 grams or 3/4 teaspoon of sugar per tablespoon. That's a lot of sugar. Salad dressings contain anywhere from 1 to 3 grams or 1/4 to 3/4 teaspoons of sugar per tablespoon. Ketchup. Heinz ketchup contains 4 grams of sugar, which is 1 teaspoon of sugar per tablespoon of ketchup. Mustard. Not all mustards contain sugar. It depends on the type of mustard and the brand. Some mustards contain 1 gram or 1/4 teaspoon of sugar per teaspoon of mustard. So here's a fast recap. Don't believe all the marketing hype and the catchwords that are meant to convince you that all packaged foods are healthy and good for you. Label reading is a must if you want to detect where the sugars are hiding in packaged foods. Use these 4 tips to detect hidden sugars by looking carefully at the ingredients list. Tip 1, look at the first few ingredients on the list. It will tell you what the biggest ingredients in the product are. Tip 2, look for names of sugar you're familiar with. Tip 3, use these ways to spot hidden sugars. Look for the words that end in O-S-E, O's. Look for the words syrup or nectar. Look for names that contain the word sugar. Look for other forms of processed sugars masquerading as fruit or fruit juice. Tip number 4 is pay attention to long ingredient names that you can't pronounce. Here's the bottom line about hidden sugars. Know that a single food product might not contain very much added sugar, yet when multiple food products are consumed in the same day, the amount of hidden sugar adds up quickly to become a large amount, and that's dangerous to your health. It's important to remember that almost all of the sugar your body needs every day should come from whole foods that have powerful nutrition to keep you healthy, not from hidden refined sugars that come from processed foods. Looks like we're out of time and we're at the end of this episode. Tune in next week as we will dive into Hidden Sugars Part 2. We'll talk about healthy hacks for hidden sugars. If you'd like to connect with me, I can be reached at www.thesugarswitchpodcast.com. We would absolutely love it if you would leave us a review for the program. Thanks for joining me. Bye for now. Thank you for joining Kathy on the Sugar Switch podcast. If you would like to be free of sugar and relentless cravings, increase your energy all day, every day, and totally avoid serious health issues such as diabetes and heart and stroke issues, Kathy Orman would love to connect with you. Find out more about the Sugar Switch system and contact Kathy Orman at www.kathyorman.com. Once again, you've been listening to the Sugar Switch podcast. Thank you so much for joining us.